Hello.
Hey, how are ya?
I'm good. Hang on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Christmas Sparkle has officially arrived at Works Jewelers. Our Christmas celebration sale is happening now with up to 50% across the store for unforgettable engagement rings to everyday favorites. It's the perfect time to choose the piece that shines for every day or for every chapter ahead. And starting Saturday, we're taking celebration even further. With the purchase of $9.99 or more, you'll receive a free half-carat stud earring, even if the item you choose is on sale. A stunning bonus gift for you, or the perfect extra surprise for someone you love. This special offer ends 12/24/25. So do not wait to shop your favorite and claim your free studs. Come see us and explore Sparkle and find jewelry that feels just right for your story.
I love the story part.
Yeah, that's cute.
That is
Okay.
super cute. Did you write that? That's so awesome.
No, I was, I'm reviewing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. I got it. Okay, what's
You
up?
ready? Not much, not much. So when that Princess Guide gets here, do you need it for tomorrow or Monday's okay?
I think Monday's okay.
Okay. I'm here
Yeah.
tomorrow too, if you needed, anything tomorrow or if the girls needed anything last minute or anything that along those lines. So it's
Oh, you're
my
working tomorrow.
first Saturday of the season. The last three Saturdays of the year, it's always my favorite time, kind of. It is actually fun. It is fun, but it gets stressful when you can't just easily fill calls because, it gets to that point where, God, an HSI 1 half carat turns into a KI 1 sometimes, and you still make the sale. It gets frustrating.
Yeah, I totally I hope that we get there. Like, business has not kicked off at all for us yet, and it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. And sometimes I'm my own worst enemy, and because I have to know, like, I do this every single year, but I have to tell you about this because I was like shitting bricks.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you can get stuff from seller on memo, but not everything.
Yeah.
And my girls, like, I know I've had conversations with them about, like, hey, don't order it. Put it, check the box that's for review. Because
Because you still need to review some things to make sure it works for like mountings and stuff, right? I imagine.
well, I mean, like, they sell, well, here, I'll give you the specifics. So I'm like, okay, just have them send in for review. So, like, say that they need a lab-grown diamond, and they need a second option, and they need it fast, then they were going to Stellar and putting it in, but they're ordering it. And so anyway, this month I get my RJO bill and I about shit a brick because
What?
I was like, what the hell is this? Like
Right.
this, what are, I'm like, this is, I've got $40,000 of invoices on here that I wasn't accounting for, and
Right.
like what
Yeah, what was it then? What happened? It was just all the metal stuff basically just shifted. What ended up happening? Did they reverse it for you? Like you just had to send things back? How did they rectify it?
Well, so yeah, we send it back and then they issue a credit, but so okay, when you send it in for review, it's a 10-day memo. and they don't invoice you. But if they don't, you know, but like if you don't check that it's for review, then they invoice you. And so you get invoiced.
Oh.
And so they got in four 8-carat lab-grown diamonds.
Mm-mm.
That was a $25,000 invoice. I don't know what the other one was for that was $19,000. So they were actually over $40,000. It was like, what, $44,000?
Still, though, that's a big number when you're not expecting it to go, what is going on? And then you think, holy crap, where did I mess up? I got to find it.
I'm like,
and
I'm
freak,
like,
it would freak me out.
Well, and I'm like, I have to, I'm like, so I get my bill from Stoller, and it's $66,000, and I'm like, you're like, I can't pay this. And
that
really freaks me out. And I mean, because like, because that wasn't the only big ass invoice I got.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and one of them, they made, like, they took care of me. This is on me. I mean, like, I'll take full responsibility for it.
Right.
Because they said 60, like, they did the terms of, they said 60. My brain heard 6 and not 60. And so what that, in my brain, I just picked up on 6. Because I didn't put as being 6 equal payments.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Instead of due in full in 60. And, which I hate that.
Right.
Like, I hate those terms. Because it's like, I would rather you give me 3 equal than due in 60. Because it's like, just let me. Like, little chunks are a lot easier to bite than, you know, when you forget about it being out there and, you know, and
I get it. No, I totally get it. It's like when I'll give you what I think it assimilates with, and you tell me if I'm right. The college thing with Nevaeh. Like, I wasn't a part of the planning. All of a sudden, I gave $5,000. I thought you were saving that for whatever, books or, you know, your fund, your first payment in October. We've had many conversations with your dad. He's supposed to be stepping up now. And then voila, I get this frantic phone call. Oh, my God, my world's ending. And it really isn't ending. It's just somebody mentioned and she got some email and her dad needed to start stepping up more and we're still at that point, but is that kind of what you mean? Like, it just kind of slapped me across the face, and I started freaking out, and I went into, like, fight-or-flight mode, I think, with, oh, my God, how am I going to pay this for her, without actually thinking it through. Is that kind of what you mean by, like, as a business owner? Because it's like your baby, almost, so you kind of feel that way?
Well, it's just literally money. Like, it's a lot easier for me to, like, if I've got a $15,000 invoice, it's a lot easier to pay a $5,000 invoice, you know, $5,000 this month, $5,000 next month, $5,000 the third month,
mm-hmm.
than it is to wait all of that period of time and not make any payments. And then $15,000 on the third month.
Yeah.
Because
hey, let me give you a call right back.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'm actually really busy, so.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to just let you know that, but, I want to talk to you, though, on something else, and I'll call you back maybe if I can't get you maybe tomorrow if you're free or at some point after hours.
Well, yeah, just call me back here and what? Give me. I don't know. You can call me back. Give me, like, 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Because I wanted to run something past you. I have an idea. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm willing to give up part of my commissions. on, you know, this idea I have. And I wander on it past you because you always are good at that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
all right.
I'll do that.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.